I'm not saying that it's been crushed, but it's been redirected in a bad way.
And whose fault is that?
Well, I would say that it's very not okay to blame people who are discriminated and subordinated because of the way that the system redirected their criticism.
I'm not trying to say blame them, but ultimately answers seem to be rather aware of the fact that the legal system can do these things. So ultimately, why aren't these people aware of the same problem? Why aren't they aware of the same problem?
You know what, maybe we leave this room and some of us will mobilize against the system. I don't know. Because the system is passing laws, doing things, and every time that somebody challenges the problems of the system, they just pass a law. That solves it all. So anytime there is criticism, it's only stifled by the law trying to somehow encompass that criticism within it, just conquering and converting it to what it wants it to be.
So is it enough to us to know about the system, to
protect the law? Yep, protect the law at every venture. Don't look to the law to solve your problem.
Why must you reject this? Any comparative advantage?
It's not because it's not a comparative advantage. It's only a disadvantage.
It's not better that people can do a crime under the law.
No, it's not, because that demobilizes you.
But isn't that a choice of yourself? If you rely on legal system,
but you don't trust it. Because it pretends like it can somehow make everything better for you.
Let's see. You seem to be rather correct. That's why I want to require.
I would say that people probably aren't aware of it because the system doesn't allow them to be aware of it. It pretends that it's something that can change things. I mean, that's not very difficult to understand.
Discount the need for the law. Our society is based on law, and and we need to use the law in order to know where we're going. Martin Luther King, I want you to understand that Martin Luther King, who was the leader of the civil rights movement for all intents and purposes, for this, went to law. The speech that Peter read you acknowledged that you need the law because the law is this overarching value system that we have and that we look to constantly in order to see what direction we should be moving. And if Martin Luther King Jr. acknowledged the need for the law, then I don't see why, and if we can claim that they're not mutually exclusive with personal awareness and personal consciousness raising and personal, like individuals coalescing together to create a movement of consciousness raising, that those two aren't mutually exclusive. And that the five, and that the steps we've made toward in the law, through the law, are a comparative advantage over having, that those five categories we have now are better than no categories, and that people being able to file under the EEOC and through those and use having affirmative action is better than not. Thank you.
What has that changed in our lives? We would argue nothing. We would argue that all everybody here today just thinks about these things. Not necessarily agrees with us, but thinks about these things. And find the truth for yourself. And that's all we can ask. Thank you.